Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Bing, 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 bing. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Only a half hour left for us, then Grant and Danny coming on. As we gear up for NFL Super Wild Card weekend, we wanted to talk with Mr. DeQuell Jackson, longtime NFL linebacker, and just did some work with the Browns front office. DeQuell, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good, man.
We're good, dude. We appreciate you making time for us. And I'm curious.
DeQuell, before we get started, you played 11 years. You got over 1,000 tackles.
Yeah.
You look at London Fletcher, Bobby Wagner, mm-hmm. Ray Lewis, they have over 2,000. How your body feel and how much they body feel?
Hey, listen, every day I wake up and I can get up and I can move around and do what I need to do is a blessing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I played the game, man, your body hurts. Your body uh-huh. hurts. It's something you get used to, but when you're on the other side of things like myself and Bobby Wagner hadn't experienced it just yet. You know, you want your body to just relax and rest. And, you know, what I do for fun now, I'll go swimming when I need to. I can work out when I want to,
mm-hmm.
play a little golf. You know, I take it very easily. But for the most part, my body's doing pretty good.
Okay.
But to have 2,000 tackles, man, that's a whole different ball game, brother. That's
yes,
a whole
indeed.
Different ball game. I'm not even going to pretend to know what that feels like, but you know, it was a grind when you're in it, and I'm fortunate for my body to be feeling as good as it has right now. But I try to make sure I stay active and running. So if I don't, you know, my body just bounds up, man. But, you know, 11 years playing a violent sport in that position, it wears on you for
Hell
sure.
Yeah.
If I can, DeQuell, you say you play a little golf. When I texted you Wednesday, it took you a while to respond because you were playing golf in December or January.
Yeah,
that's not a little.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? I caught the bug in March.
Okay.
And so I had a set of, JP, I had a set of clubs I bought in 2009. I couldn't give away these clubs. They were so old and the technology was so dated. So I picked it up in March. I got some clubs and I've been playing like crazy ever since. The wife doesn't think it's all that great, but I try to get out as much as I can.
Are you guys living in Florida? Because that's a game changer for playing year round.
No, I'm in D.C.
Oh, hell, it's cold, man.
Yeah, man. So I have a cutoff. If it's below 40, I don't even think about
it.
But anything that teeters up 40 above, I'm getting out there, man. And the day was actually beautiful. It was beautiful a couple of days ago when we spoke. It was actually a nice day.
I think 45 is my limit.
We're gonna have to play, but not till the sun comes out for me. I'm a little bit
yeah,
of a baby.
No, it's all good. By that time, I'll be a 10-15 plus handicap. So just be careful, all right?
So
you know,
10-15, you and I can play together. B's gonna take all our money though. Just letting you know. Don't let him talk you into anything. Okay. B would be like, nah, man, I'm not gonna.
I'm
you
a
down
12.
Three
I'm a 12. I'm a 12.
Bologna.
I'm a strong. I'm 20-25. 2025, man. That's legit.
I bet you can hit the hell out of the ball when you catch it, though.
You know, when I catch it, I can get a hold to it. But you know what? I'm about hitting the fairways now. You know, I played the tough man game. Now,
see?
If I can get that ball on the fairway,
there you go.
Chip away. That's my game right now.
See,
that's
now your game gonna get better. Now you, when you start thinking about the people that want to hit it long, you're gonna hit it wrong. When you start having control, that's when your golf game get better.
What when you have neither? Yeah. Short and out of control.
Well, you know, I realized I couldn't putt. So I played at Maryland a couple of days ago, you know, par five, get on in three, and I'm three putting everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like my putting is horrible. But, you know, it's a stage. I understand where I am, but it keeps me coming back every chance I get. So I'm having fun with it.
I got to ask, you are a Terp legend, played great football for the University of Maryland. They should let you play for free at the Maryland golf course. I don't know if they
do.
You
know, I try.
Yeah.
every time I go down, every time I'm there, I show up early. I've probably played that course from March until now at least 20 times. I played a lot of round of golf. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I've tried every angle underneath the sun, and they will not even shave anything off of my regular
That's bananas.
So, you know, it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress for sure.
Well, dude, I don't know.
Working on
I'm probably a good bit.
So B. Mitch's move that I've learned is if I know me and B are going out to dinner, or especially like when we're at the Super Bowl or something and we're trying to get into a party, mm-hmm. B always wears his Super Bowl ring. You got to start wearing that. I don't know if you got a ring for the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. You got to start rocking that around College Park.
You know what? I'm staring at something right now. I was ACC Defensive Player of the Year. I'll just bring my trophy with me.
There you go. Say, hey, man, I paid for this already. Yeah. What do you mean you paid for it? You see this?
Right, the old warm-up outfit. You know, I used to play here, right?
Yeah. All right, let's...
That's definitely in a roller deck.
We're talking with our friend DeQuell Jackson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's talk about the games this weekend. Are there any games that really stand out to you where you think maybe the road team or the underdog is going to win?
You know what? I know everyone is talking about Buffalo right now and Josh Allen. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, how they've come out of nowhere in a team that could be, you know, that's playing really good football right now. But my money right now is on Josh Allen. I want to see what he's had so much success in the playoffs from a player standpoint, I think he's like 7-6 in the playoffs. And you don't have a Patrick Mahomes. You don't have Lamar Jackson. You have a lot of people that's really opened up the floodgates for you to really make a run. You got Jacksonville, they're new to the party. So in my mind, you know, any team that's new to the party, it's got to take you a couple of years to really build that momentum and understand how the level of play rises at that level. And I think Buffalo has been there time and time again. And I'm looking, it's not the, you know, it's an old storyline, but I want Josh Allen to, you know, he's a two-time MVP, I believe, and it's time for him to really make that leap and knock these newcomers out of the party. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, respond to a new team like Jacksonville, who's new to winning.
You know, if they don't do it, though, you know how quick people change their mind on you now.
Yeah, You know, he's played some really good games. It's like you want him to get over the hump. And I tell everyone, you know, Patrick Mahomes, I'm a big Jordan fan, Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah, so hell yeah.
You go back and look at Michael Jordan and how many top 50 players that he basically stopped from getting championships. You know, Patrick Mahomes has that effect.
Yeah.
And now that Patrick Mahomes is on the sideline watching the game, Lamar Jackson is home watching the game, it's time for that next tier to really rise to the occasion. I think he's up for it. The defense, you know, it's just – he's going to take the bulk, whether they win or lose. He's going to take the blame if they lose, and he's got to take it all when they win, obviously. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
He plays, and you know, right now this postseason is unlike any other that we've seen. All the teams that we thought would potentially be in the AFC or NFC championship, they aren't there.
They're at home.
You know, you have the Rams on the other side of things that they've always been good with John, with McVay and who's the
Stafford,
the steady, yeah, Matt Stafford. You know, he's been there, done that. I'm looking forward to seeing someone else new host that trophy.
You know, a lot of them good guys could be playing golf with us.
Yeah, yeah, and they're pretty good golfers, man. They're pretty good golfers.
Dude, one game I'm really curious about, DeQuell, is Niners going to Philly. You know, the Niners go on these playoff runs under Kyle Shanahan. When they get in, they are very dangerous. Yeah. Philly's obviously the defending Super Bowl champ, but that offense hits these extreme droughts. But San Fran's defense kind of sucks. Like, what do you make of that Niners-Eagles matchup?
Yeah, you know, San Fran is overachieving right now. I think defensively, when you lose some of your key cogs at linebacker, and, you know, Purdy has been in and out of the lineup throughout the year, you know, they find a way. And out of all the teams in the playoffs, they're probably I would love to have played for that type of organization, played for a guy that, you know, that runs the GM as if he was a player. You know, I do like their odds because they play tough. They play, they can win in a multitude of ways. They can run the football if they need to. They can spread you out with McCaffrey. He's always a mismatch. Philly, no one's really talking about it. But again, you can't count them out. They've done what they had needed to do to get to the playoffs. But San Fran is just that underdog team I've always secretly rooted for. I think they have all the tools to get it done. And quite frankly, they're playing on house money right now. And they got in, and I think that's probably one of the games that I think, you know, I don't know if they're favored or not, but I like San Fran in that matchup.
Wow, they're catching points too.
They're getting points, yeah.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
I really like them.
I did, if we can, want to switch it to the college ranks, just because that game last night, I know you grew up in South Florida. Ooh, did you grow up a Hurricanes fan?
So in Florida, it's really weird, man. It's like pockets of Florida despise, like where I grew up, it was diehard Florida State.
Yeah,
Florida State and the Florida Gators. And then Miami was its own country, and you rooted for UM. I don't know anyone who grew up around my neighborhood or adjacent to it that rooted for Miami. But being from Florida, I was definitely calling all my guys on the sideline. You know, Reggie Wayne, I was texting him, and just I'm happy that Florida is back to a prominent program.
Yeah.
And they've had all those guys. If you know, and I'm sure you guys know guys who played at Miami.
Yep.
Those guys, that's a brotherhood. That's a community that has always been together, and it's easy to root for those guys. And to see the way they won the game last night, I think Cristobal has done a phenomenal job of galvanizing those guys, getting guys from the portal. I still don't understand the portal route.
It's crazy.
You know, it's a whirlwind to manage. But somehow, to me, in college, you look at University of Miami, you look at University of Indiana, what are they doing differently than these other blue blood teams that have the reputation to go get these top five recruits, but somehow they're not in the dance when they need to, but somehow these storyline teams or these historic universities like Miami and, quite frankly, Indiana, no one expected them to be a football school.
Ever.
And all of a sudden, they're beating people down. Like, what's the difference? To me, it's coaching.
True.
It's with my time spending in Cleveland, understanding you can acquire talent, you can have the talent on your roster, but if you don't have an intentionality of developing the talent and then you have the culture around it to sustain it, then you fall by the wayside. And I think kudos to the staff in Miami and Indiana. It's such a great storyline to see these collection of guys who other schools didn't want, or whether they jumped from school to another, and to figure it out. You know, watching that game last night, those guys play for each other. Those guys were crying on the sideline. I watched the previous game with Miami when what's the kid, number 10, Makai? I may be screwing up his name.
Running back.
Malachi Tony.
Malachi.
18 years old, 5'11", best player on the field.
He's my favorite player in this playoff. I mean, his size, his ability to play through contact, his speed, and he's so young. The guy's so far ahead of his time. Miami is very hard to beat. And the way they won last night, the back and forth, I was screaming at the television. My wife was doing some work, and I'm screaming at the television with a golf club in my hand, saying, give Malachi the football, you know, in crunch time. So, and when they did, they saw big dividends. But I really like this playoff storyline and the teams that's in it right now.
What do you like tonight, Indiana, Oregon?
I'm going with Indiana. I love the coach, man. I have to be honest. I love the coach. I love what he stands for. He's got the attention of that group. They've overachieved, and they've answered every bell along the way, and they've proved so many doubters wrong. I don't think that stops tonight. I think that continues, and we see Miami and Indiana playing in the big dance. And Indiana's just – I love what they're doing on offense. Again, I love the coach and what he's brought to that school. Hopefully he can sustain it somehow, some way, going into the next season. But nonetheless, I'm going to enjoy it while it's here right now and root for this school that – no one saw coming at all this year.
Not at all.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun to watch. DeQuell, I'd love to maybe, you know, as the playoffs keep going, as we get closer to the draft, talk to you about some of these linebackers coming out. I think Washington's got to add at least one and see who you like and maybe some names that people aren't focused on.
Yeah. We'll love to, man. Give me a call. I'll be here, man. I love to talk ball. And listen, for my time in Cleveland the past two seasons, I watched a lot of football, man. A lot of football. And I've written so many advanced reports, so I need to get it out somehow. So anytime you give me a call, I'll be ready for you guys.
Let's do it.
All right, D.
We'll get some golf on the books once the weather gets warm. Thanks, dude.
All right, you got it.
All right, take care, guys.
That's DeQuell Jackson, over almost 1,200 career NFL tackles.
A lot of damn
It's crazy
tackles.
To think how hard that is, and to think Bobby, London, Ray. Right?
Over 2,000.
I mean, that's just banana land.
Ridiculous.
If you want to give DeQuell a follow, you can on Instagram, at DeQuell Jackson. We got to make some bets when we return.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.